Thanks, Sue. I was asked to say a few words tonight in recognition of the 5-year anniversary of the Masters of Rehabilitation Science program. And when Mary first asked me to say a few words, I thought, oh, I'm very honored. And then I thought, oh my gosh, that means I have to have a memory, which is very tricky these days. But then I realized it actually wasn't that difficult to remember the hard work and the tenacity that Sue put into developing this program. At the time, I occupied a leadership position in the then School of Rehabilitation Science, and so became involved with Sue in the growth of the program. And it all started with a certificate program that was designed to help people in practice gain additional skills that would help them in their own workplace. And then Sue started to conceptualize the online master's program. I learned the word conceptualize from my occupational therapy colleagues. And I learned more about what conceptualization means as I worked with Sue as she tried to get this program up and running. And I really wanted to honor Sue for her capital T tenacity. It was not easy. There were funding challenges. There were sustainability challenges. There were curriculum challenges. There were technical challenges. And there were attitudinal challenges to overcome. And Sue overcame them. And I think the link this evening is to those people who were just standing here talking about lessons that we also had to learn as first-time instructors and supervisors. And the testament to Sue is a Masters of Online Rehabilitation program that helps meet the needs of practitioners who can use the results of their work to improve their work site, to improve their practice, to improve their work environment. And I really just wanted to recognize the 5-year anniversary and to take my hat off, my several hats off, to Sue for her vision, for her work, and for the fact that 5 years on, the program continues to grow in strength and in numbers. So congratulations, Sue.